Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister holds bilateral talks with U.S. Secretary of State, tables CARICOM Review Commission report, and announces by-election date for St. Andrew Northwest. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says bilateral discussions between himself and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson were fruitful and positive. Mr. Holness says that the discussions focused on promoting a peaceful, prosperous, energy-secure, and democratic hemisphere, as well as other areas of mutual interest.
Among the specific matters discussed were strengthening security cooperation in order to more effectively combat transnational organized crime, boosting the U.S.-Jamaica Economic Partnership, exploring opportunities to broaden U.S. CARICOM engagement, energy security, the economic vulnerability of middle-income countries, including climatic events, de-risking and correspondent banking issues, and of course the situation in Venezuela.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference with the Secretary of State at Jamaica House during a brief visit to the island by Mr. Tillerson last Wednesday. Mr. Holness also expressed hope that the United States will strengthen its economic partnership in the region. Meanwhile, Secretary Tillerson says the United States is committed to supporting Jamaica's security efforts and the justice system, adding that the discussions are timely as the Prime Minister prepares to take up the chairmanship of CARICOM. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has tabled the report of the CARICOM Review Commission in the House of Representatives. The report explores, among other things, the establishment of CARICOM in 1973, the vision of Caribbean integration, and the 2001 revision of the Treaty of Chagaramas, intended to establish the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, CSME. The report includes 33 recommendations relating to Jamaica's involvement with the regional body going forward. In tabling the report last Tuesday, the Prime Minister said the objective was to undertake a full review of the structures, procedures, and practices that have not worked effectively in the national and regional interest.
In order to increase effectiveness, a definitive commitment by all member states to a specific, time-bound, measurable, and verifiable program of action to fulfill all their obligations and complete all requirements for the CSM to be fully established and operational within the next 5 years must be in place.
Prime Minister Holness says he's looking forward to discussing the report with his CARICOM colleague heads of government and to receiving their feedback. Prime Minister Holness has reaffirmed the government's commitment to effectively utilizing European Union EU funding to support the implementation of development projects. Mr. Holness says the government will do all it can to ensure the EU receives value for money after investing in Jamaica's social development infrastructure. He notes that the EU has invested in several vital areas to date, including the administration of justice, school development, poverty reduction, and road rehabilitation.
We take seriously the taxpayers' funds of Europeans as we do the taxpayers' funds of Jamaicans. The truth is that if we're spending resources, whether it is grant or Jamaican taxes, we must ensure that we get value for money and that is effectively done.
The Prime Minister was addressing journalists following a tour of Denham Town in West Kingston with a delegation of visiting EU officials headed by Director General Stefano Mansovici. The tour provided the visitors with a first-hand view of the extent to which the government is utilizing EU grant support in beneficiary communities such as Denham Town. And voters will take to the polls on March 5 to elect a new Member of Parliament for the St. Andrew Northwestern constituency. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the date during a Jamaica Labour Party meeting in Pembroke Hall on February 4. Nomination day is set for February 12. Former Senator Ambassador Nigel Clark will contest the seat against Keisha Hale, principal of the Padmore Primary School. Former Member of Parliament Derek Smith, who represented the constituency for 29 years, resigned from representational politics in January. Mr. Smith, up to the time of his resignation, held the post of Minister without Portfolio in the office of the Prime Minister. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.